Banish the Darkness, written by Cecil and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars Marvel crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It features the relationship between John and Tilly slash Bucky Barnes, and is additionally tagged with canon divergence, crossover, angst, hurt slash comfort, Bucky Barnes's trigger words, but only a hint of them, the Force ships it, crash landing, panic attacks, hurt Bucky, and protective John. John senses the fight that is happening only a couple hundreds of feet away before he can see or hear anything specific about it. He left the crash site of his ship a few hours ago now, and he still hasn't encountered anything other than trees and wildlife around him. It seems that he really has managed to crash into the middle of a vast forest. And the first signs of life that he stumbles into after hours of walking is a fight. Because, of course it is. John blows out an aggravated breath, and for a second he debates to just turn around and go back to his ship. Maybe he can get it running without help after all? And the thought of stepping into a fight he knows nothing about, on a planet he knows nothing about, that just doesn't sound like a good idea, no matter how he thinks about it. But something holds him back. Something in him urges to do the opposite of turning his back on this fight. For a long moment, John finds himself torn between the urge to do something about it, to step in and help, while the rational part of him nags at him how barging into a fight he knows nothing about is supposed to be a good idea. On top of that is also a feeling of deep-rooted wrongness that emanates from the location of the fight in oppressive waves. It's an almost tangible darkness that grows stronger with every step John takes toward it. What eventually makes the decision for him, though, are the memories this feeling of darkness stirs up in him. These old, half-buried memories of his time as a Padawan. It feels so similar to where he grew, the place where he had endured the training regime under the cruel hand of Dark Woman. It reminds him of how he had been back then. The pain, the sensory deprivation, the fear. And just like that, John knows that he can't just ignore something like that, that he doesn't want to ignore it. Because he knows that whatever has managed to taint a place with a darkness like this has to be stopped. It doesn't take John long to reach the building, the part of it that is still standing, that is. Most of it seems to have been blown off by several strong explosions, and the ground is littered with bodies, rubble, and blood. Right in the middle of it, John can make out the remnants of a staircase that leads into the depths of a building. It's the source of that feeling of darkness that had brought him here. But through that, John can feel something else, a desperate need to put an end to the darkness. And he knows that he has to help. He can't even take two steps before a loud crash has John flinching back in surprise. His body reacts to the sound of the explosion before his mind catches up with what exactly is happening. Only seconds later, several loud, victorious yells echo through the gaping hole in the staircase. At the same time, the desperate need that had pulled John in without him really realizing it just vanishes. The sudden loss of it feels like a punch to the gut. And for just a moment, John finds himself freezing, his mind trying to come up with an explanation for what is happening. But he knows that he can't linger on that, not right now. So he flings himself down the stairs, cutting corners and pumping his legs. The Force urges him on, leads him to where he needs to be. He flies past countless doors and hallways, giving himself over to the Force, just as he learned so many years ago. He trusts in it to bring him where he needs to be. He doesn't question it when his hand finds his lightsaber on its own, and not a second too late. The moment he rounds the next corner, he jumps right into the midst of a bunch of hard-looking men that share the same dark feel that penetrates the entire place. John doesn't hesitate. He lets his lightsaber dance through the air, searing flesh and bones and melting bullets that they send his way in a feeble attempt to stop him. But there is no stopping him. Not when it's like this. Not when he's one with the Force. Thank you. Bucky groans and tries to get back up to fight, but his body just refuses to listen to him. He is slumped against the wall, his right arm hanging uselessly from his shoulder. Judging by how it hurts, it's probably dislocated. Great. The way the rest of his right side feels agrees with his conclusion that he must have crashed into the wall that he's slumped against now when the trap went off. Those bastards had lured him into it. Fucking hell, that hurts. A harsh voice filters through his muddled thoughts, and the familiar tone of it instantly sends a spike of fear through Bucky. The panic lets him finally ignore the pain that is screaming at him to stop moving. But Bucky has to fight. He can't just give up. Not before he hasn't destroyed the last compound with a chair. Not before he's killed the last person that knows his trigger words. So whatever else happens, he knows that he needs to stop that voice from finishing the fucking sequence. His body is screaming at Bucky to lie back down, to not move, damn it. But he knows that he has to push on. His thoughts are screaming to get up, get out, before they can turn him into the soldier again. Bucky doesn't know how many of the words the man has already said. He can only hope that he has enough time left to stop that asshole from finishing them. Bucky can't suppress a violent flinch when the voice sounds up again. The same fucking voice that had used those damn words over and over on him, back when he was still the Winter Soldier. Devia, it starts to scream, and Bucky surges forward to stop it. But his movements are slow and jerky with pain and exhaustion. Too slow, yells through his head. But the voice is cut off before it can even finish the word. Bucky stops dead and just stands there, gaping at the scene in front of him. Because what he sees does not make any sense, like, at all. There's a huge man clad in robes of all things. Long, brown, billowy robes. And he's holding... Bucky actually has no clue what he's holding, but it's definitely a weapon. The most fucking glorious weapon Bucky has ever seen. And he's wielding it against the last two men, standing with an ease that should not be possible. His movements are so light and fluid, while being strong and sure at the same time, that it looks more like dancing. It's not like any fighting style Bucky has ever come into contact with. And he has seen a lot of fighting, and been trained in a ridiculous amount of fighting styles. And the way he handles the weapon, that fucking beautiful weapon that glows with an eerie green light in the darkness of the compound, Bucky doesn't even know how to comprehend what he's seeing. Because the guy is melting fucking bullets with it. How? It's the most beautiful dance Bucky has ever seen. And the most deadly one. It doesn't take long for the weird man to send the last Hydra goon to the ground with a flourish of his... blade? Looks like a blade. Bucky is almost sad that it's over so quickly. The man turns to Bucky, and with a flick of his finger, the blade made of light just vanishes, as if it had never been there. Bucky blinks in the sudden darkness, for a moment disoriented. Are you okay? The man asks, sounding concerned. His voice is low and so completely different from the one Bucky had been afraid to hear that he almost slumps with relief. Yeah, I'm okay, he rasps tiredly. He can feel himself crash now that this part of the mission is finally complete, even if Bucky isn't the one who has finished it. Sorry for just barging in like that, the man says, stepping closer. It just looked like an unfair fight, so I thought I might help out. His movements are slow and careful, as if he's afraid to startle a spooked animal. Bucky just hums, the strain of the last couple of weeks slowly taking over now that there is no reason for his body to continue to pump more adrenaline through his system. Which reminds him that part of that strain was to get even to the damn base in the first place. He feels himself stiffen, his muscles seizing up with the urge to jump into action again, while being too spent to function properly. How the hell did you find this place? He growls. Who the hell are you? Who sent you? His breath is coming up short, and his heartbeat is so loud in his ears that it almost drowns out his own words. Suddenly, there are hands on Bucky. They're strong and sure, but also really gentle at the same time, and Bucky doesn't know how that fits together. He doesn't understand what's happening. I'll tell you everything, the man reassures. But please, don't move too much. You're hurt. A wave of calmness floods through Bucky at those words, and for a tiny moment, Bucky considers to just let go, to let that unfamiliar man handle everything. Which is so damn wrong. What the hell? How can he feel so calm in the presence of a total stranger? A stranger that just completely by accident stumbled into a fucking Hydra compound with a weapon that can slice through flesh, bones, and stone. Bucky desperately tears his eyes open. When the hell did he close them? He finds himself face to face with the shadowed face of a man. His eyes are wide with worry, and scars run over his whole face in a fine web. Startled by the sudden closeness, Bucky reacts without thinking. He surges up, or at least tries to. His battered right side screams in pain, and those strong hands hold on to him, keep him still. "Please, you're hurt," the man pleads, but Bucky's instincts have completely taken over. Everything in him wants to fight, to flee, to get somewhere safe. "Going to hurt yourself even more," Bucky hears, but he can't react to it. Suddenly, one of the hands around his upper arm lets go and winds around Bucky's wrist instead. His hand is slowly pressed against a broad chest. The man is talking, his words low and calm and soothing. They slowly but surely wash away the fog Bucky's mind is caught up in until he can finally find his thoughts again. He doesn't know how long the man is talking before his words finally filter in enough for Bucky to understand. "I'm sorry," Bucky hears him say. "I didn't want to frighten you." "I'm not frightened," Bucky grumbles, which earns him a quiet huff of a laugh. "Okay," the man easily agrees and slowly lets go of Bucky's wrist. It seems like he had held onto Bucky through his entire panic attack, keeping Bucky's hand pressed against his own chest so that Bucky was able to feel the man's slow and even breaths, matching his own breathing to it. Bucky finds himself blushing that this stranger had seen him in such a state. But at the same time, it lightens something in him. Because instead of using Bucky's state against him or leaving him to it like all the times it had been with Hydra, the man had stayed with him, had helped him through it. Bucky finds himself smiling gratefully, shy but heartfelt. The smile he gets in return sends a whole squad of butterflies through Bucky's stomach. The end.